one of the things that I've definitely heard, where people talk about diets is a comment on the ketogenic diet is we don't know what long-term ketogenesis looks like and how healthy that is, and what the impact of having ketones around for a long time. So what kind of data do we have on long-term ketogenesis or actually having, because I guess it's different, having ketones in our blood for over the long term?
I can kind of summarize some of the science for you. Of course, I'm a geriatrician, I'm not a nutritionist, so I don't study diets in humans. But I've done some of the mouse work to try to answer that question at a more fundamental level. And again, the two kind of starting points for this are that, ketones are normal; they're always around. The question is, does having more of them help, and over what time frame? And in what contexts? And this link to aging. So, if you're a mouse in the laboratory and you're dietary restricted, and you're going to live a long time, and you're going to make lots of ketone bodies during that time. Are the ketone bodies part of that, or are they a bystander, or are they something bad that the rest of calorie restriction is offsetting? Kind of surprising. This is a pretty recent question. What's the role of ketone bodies in aging, even in the laboratory? It's been a while now, almost 10 years ago, when I first got interested in ketone bodies as a scientist, I wanted to answer exactly that question. Could you separate ketone bodies from dietary restriction or fasting? At the time, what seemed like the best tool to do that in the laboratory was to use a ketogenic diet, as you were talking about. So what is a ketogenic diet? A ketogenic diet is a way of sort of tricking your body to think it's fasting from the perspective of making ketone bodies. A ketogenic diet is not a single thing. It's a pattern of eating where you're not eating very much carbohydrates. That's kind of the key. Less carbohydrates, lower insulin, and instead eating a lot of fat, a lot of fat. This gets really interesting in like the if you look at the stuff we were feeding the mice. Because carbohydrates and insulin are so low, the body, the mouse or the person, will turn that fat, a lot of it, into ketone bodies. So you're not short on calories. You got plenty of energy, but your body's making a lot of ketone bodies. That's the core idea of what is a ketogenic diet. It's in a mouse. So we decided to use this as a tool to try to answer the question, without dietary restriction, without calorie restriction, with plenty of energy, would mice live longer or be healthier if there were lots of ketone bodies around on a ketogenic diet? So I did that experiment. I put some normal mice on ketogenic diets, and saw what happened. That took 5 or 6 years to do. 5 or 6 years in a sentence. And there were some idiosyncrasies of how to do an experiment in mice along the way. Like humans famously lose weight on ketogenic diets. They're actually a pretty effective short-term therapy for obesity. Mice, not the case. Mice love eating ketogenic diets. They will gain weight on it. So we had to figure out how to keep them from gaining weight, because a mouse that became really obese eating a ketogenic diet, spoiler alert, does not live as long as a normal mouse. It's like, what if we could keep them normal weight? So we figured out how to do that. And I compared it to a similar high-fat diet that had just enough carbohydrates to keep them from making too much ketone bodies. The mice lived longer. They were more likely to survive to be old mice than mice on a normal diet, a high carbohydrate diet. And in some ways, in some quantitative ways that we could measure, they seemed healthier. So we did all sorts of cognitive and physical strength testing on the mice. And, nothing's a miracle. Not everything was better, but their memory was clearly better. And when we added up all of the different things that we did and turned it into an aging index, you know, mice age, their function declines slowly, but it declined less. It declined more slowly, declined less when they were on the ketogenic diet. So they seemed like they were healthier as they aged too. I have to admit that was a little surprising. You know, like you had alluded to, no one had really studied ketogenic diets for an entire mouse's lifespan before, and it wasn't obvious that this would be a good thing for them. But they were healthier. Science is all about replication, though. Mm-hmm. You know, you do an experiment one way, you get a certain result. Can someone else get a similar result? Or was there something I did that was, you know, idiosyncratic? Well, it turned out that there was actually another group at just up the highway in California, University of California, Davis, who were interested in ketogenic diets for other reasons. They weren't aging researchers at the time so much, but they were also curious how a ketogenic diet would affect a mouse's lifespan. So they were actually doing a really similar lifespan study using pretty similar diets at the same time I was doing it. We wound up finishing our experiments kind of in synchrony, and they wound up being published back to back in a journal. And their results were pretty similar to mine. They saw that mice on the ketogenic diet lived longer once you made sure they didn't get obese. And they were healthier in measurable ways, including their memory. So that was a real, I think, turning point in the scientific understanding of ketone bodies long term. But we're still not sure exactly why that is. And in the laboratory world, this is currently the cutting edge of science. So ketogenic diet over the long term, in the right circumstances, can be good for a mouse. Why? We know there's such close links between insulin and metabolism and longevity already. Some of your readers may remember that the very first longevity genes ever described in worms 30 years ago by Cynthia Kenyon, it was the worm version of the insulin receptor. Centenarians tend to have gene variants in their insulin and IGF signaling pathways. So, you know, ketogenic diet dramatically affects insulin. So maybe that's all there is to it. You know, maybe it's not so much the ketone bodies themselves. We both tried to get at this by using diets that were very carbohydrate restricted, but had just enough to not make ketone bodies, and they didn't work as well. They may have worked a little bit, but not as well as a ketogenic diet. So it wasn't just the carbohydrate restriction. But we still don't know if it was really just the ketone bodies. We didn't have the technology at the time to just feed mice ketone bodies. Now we do, though. And this is now the next big question to answer. If you could, you know, set aside ketogenic diet for a moment, if you could just give mice just ketone bodies in their food, almost pharmacologically, otherwise eating a normal diet, then would they still be healthier as they age? Are ketone bodies really part of this mechanism? That's the cutting edge of experiments in the laboratory right now. And also, I think, the cutting edge of experiments in people.